Hello, Archaeoadventure travelers. My name is Genevieve Hathaway. I'm the founder of Archaeoadventure Tours. And today on this Archaeoadventures podcast, we have with us a wonderful, wonderful guest. Her name's Boutura Babineau. She is a software engineer from Rabat, and she's working on completing all seven famous mountaineering summits. She's Morocco's first female mountaineer, and once she completes the seven summits, she will be Morocco's first mountaineer, whether male or female, period, to complete the seven summits. The seven summits are the tallest mountains on each continent, so one mountain per continent. The seven summits are Mount Everest, Aconcagua, Denali, Kilimanjaro, Mount Blanc, Pangkok Jaya, and Mount Vincent in Antarctica. And Boutura has completed all the mountains except for Mount Vincent in Antarctica. She just finished Mount Everest. We actually had her on the show a little while back when she was preparing to go and climb Mount Everest. So she is a returning guest, and we're so thrilled to have her again. On this podcast, we're going to discuss her climb of Mount Everest, what it was like, the challenges to overcome climbing such a big, difficult peak, as well as her Seven Summits project and what's coming up next as she sets her sights on Mount Vincent for the end of the year, as well as the impact she's having on women and everyone in Morocco, really changing the concept of what women can do and pushing the idea that anybody can accomplish any big goal, whether it's being an adventurer or just setting your own personal goal. She hopes to use this project of the Seven Summits to continue to inspire young Moroccans to rise up and accomplish their goals. Though Babineau, if you meet her, she seems like an everyday lady. She's a mother, a wife, she works full-time as a software engineer, but she has tremendous focus, drive, and tenacity to go after her goals. She doesn't let any goal, no matter how big, stop her. She just puts one foot in front of the other, and she has a lot of really great insight and wisdom on how you tackle big goals. So I think this podcast is going to be, this discussion we're going to have with Boutura is going to be really interesting. Whether you are an adventurer, climber yourself, and are looking at climbing these big mountains, or you just have your own personal goals, the things she discusses and talks about and touches on and her viewpoint and approach to taking on such a big project applies across all different areas of life, no matter what challenge you're working through or what project or thing you're trying to accomplish. So I think you're all in for a real treat. And without anything further to do, I'm going to introduce you to Boutura, and we'll get started with this podcast. I bet. Probably warmer than Seattle. Yeah. So, I'll dive right in. So you went and climbed Everest. Congratulations.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Thank you.
Can you hear
me? Yeah, no, yes.
Yes, so congratulations on summiting Everest.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a very big experience.
Yeah. How was it? Maybe you can take us through a little bit of your journey and how you trained and then what the climb was like.
The journey took about 55 days. I start in April. And it was about 2 weeks to go to stay in base camp. After that, we start going up and down, to acclimate with the altitude. And in 15 May, we start the top. We started walking to the top from base camp. It took me about 1 week to reach the summit and come down. About the trip, it was very difficult expedition because with the altitude and also the weather, not all the time good. So many times, a lot of snow, lots of wind, and I get sick, and I go to the country first time to acclimate. Everybody in the altitude, so down a little bit, down 4,400 to the village Dembuchi. I stayed there for about 5 days to take some medicine and to drink well, to sleep well, because in the base camp it's very, very hard to stay there with lot of snow, lot of wind, and we don't have lot of water. The water we smell only we melt only the snow. So it was good to go down a little bit for 5 days, and I come back a little bit more strong. So to prepare myself for the summit.
So there's a nearby village below base camp that climbers can go to rest up a little lower elevation.
Yeah.
And then you go back up to base camp.
To go to the base camp, we go a lot where it's a very beautiful trek, because my husband went with me also, and two friends went with me to the base camp. So it's a very very, very beautiful trek, and it's easy and not difficult. So we cross many villages, and the last one is in the 5,000, and when we reach the base camp around 5,300 meters, it's only the tent. We slept in the tent, but the expedition was very good with the company. In the base camp we have a kitchen. So they prepare very beautiful melt for us. We can buy internet to keep in touch with all the world the outside the base camp. I had a satellite phone, so I can talk to my family, and I tried to throw my page Bushra Beibanu. I tried to keep in touch with all my fan, with all the people who follow me every day. I tried to tell them what happened, where I am, what's my moral, how was my mental, and everything. I tried to people. I told you that to go to Everest, you can go through Nepal or through Tibet. So me, I choose to go through Nepal.
You went through Nepal.
Even the first step to go from base camp to camp one is very difficult, because we cross the Icefall Khumbu. It's a very difficult place, very dangerous, with many, many crevasses. We need to walk in the ladders. It was not easy, but after that, everything is not easy.
Yeah, so what was the hardest part about doing the whole climb for you? Was it the mental challenge? Was it a physical challenge? What was the hardest part of summiting Everest?
I think all the expedition from base camp to camp four is very difficult. Mm-hmm. It was not easy. It was because we worked a lot, many, many hours, around 12 hours by day, and with the weather not very good, with very, very cold, lot of wind. But the most difficult, it was the last part from base camp, from camp four to the summit. It was the hardest part, because when I reached camp four, 8,000, we come inside death zone because it's only one third of oxygen. Even with oxygen, it's not easy to breathe. It's not easy to eat. So you lost your strength easily and very quickly. But I was very determined to reach the summit. I started working around nine at night. And I reached the summit by 8:30 in the morning. Wow. So we worked all the night, and the weather was not very good because this day, this night, it was better, but not very very good for climbing the summit. Many people come down, but I didn't come back. I didn't think about that. Because I told myself, I am here, I will do it. I was very sure that I can reach the summit. And when many people come, when I reach the summit, I think only about going down. Because the most difficult is going down. Many people have accidents when they come down. Not when we come up, because they can. They are very motivated. They do all their best to come to reach the summit, but sometimes they can't come down. So I was very. I told myself I will tell myself that I success the summit only if I come down. Alhamdulillah, I do it, I come down. It was not easy, it was very, very, very difficult.
What was the view like from the summit of Mount Everest? Could you see anything or was it too cloudy?
View, wow, it was just amazing view. When we, I saw the sun rise around 8,600. It was just a very beautiful sunrise. And in the summit, we can't see a lot. We were above the clouds. And we have all the summit around 6,000, 7,000. It was just under us. So we felt just we are in the plane. We see everything very small, and even we can't see the curve of Earth. It was just an amazing view, and well, it's very big view, very large, very wide. We can see everything. It was, I felt very small, very, very, very small.
Wow, that sounds absolutely incredible.
Very humble.
Yeah.
Very humble, yes. Very humble because about the greatness of God. Yeah. Just amazing. Just very big emotion to feel. I felt free also, yeah. A lot of freedom.
I bet.
A lot of freedom. It was just wonderful sensation. Even it was difficult, but when we can reach the summit, we felt we don't think about the difficulty. We don't think about the hardness things we did. Lot of things, but we are just when we are Muslim, we say Subhanallah. That's something very big, great, very, very big.
Wow, it sounds just incredible. So this, you know, it took you a while to train and then to climb the mountain and summit and then get back down. During that whole process of working toward the summit, how did you stay strong? Like, how did you stay focused and internally, you know, mentally strong to complete this really hard challenge?
Yeah, the things that helped me to keep all very strong and to reach the summit is that I was very focused in my goal. I told myself I am here around 2 months now, and I dream about my about this summit, about that, about many years. I did many efforts to have sponsors, to work hard, to be here. So now I am here. I am grateful. I feel lot of gratitude about everybody helped me, about God, about my family, about everybody. And I told myself, I am here. I do all my best. I will not think about anything. Just focus on my goal. And I just think about present now, only now. I don't think about future. I don't think about past, nothing. Just this is I read a book called Power of Now, and it's true. I used all the things about this book, so I tried to focus on now, not think about anything at all, and just to try to keep strong all the time mentally, and even the bad weather, even I was sick, even I was very, I felt sickness, homeless, homesickness, everything. I talked about my daughter. I told myself, I am here. I must think only about summit. So I just focused, and every step for me, every camp, it was the most important for me. I told myself, I will not think about summit. I will think just to reach the next camp. And when I reached the next camp, I told, now I am okay. I will think about next till I come. I reach the summit.
Wow, that's incredible, and that's a great mindset. I think. I mean, that sounds like you. You know, that's. I think there's people can. I think our listeners can take away so much from, no matter what challenge they're doing. You know, but the way you focus, the way you. Just, you know, do what's in front of you, not get too far ahead of yourself, be present. I think, you know, that's so applicable to so many challenges we all face in life. And I think it sounds like it's really important for accomplishing something like Everest.
Something else, yeah? That we I didn't try to push to stress. I just try to be cool, to relax, and tell myself everything will come in the best time, everything will come without stress. You understand? I give you one example. When I reached the Camp 4, it was we must go in the same night because it's very dangerous to stay in Camp 4. But when we reached Camp 4, my Sherpa told me that he didn't have the regulator of oxygen was broken, so we must wait another day.
Oh no!
It was dangerous to sleep in Camp 4, but I told him, okay, we will do it, no problem. I didn't stress. I didn't tell myself, no, I must finish, I must go, and I will die. It's danger. No, I didn't tell myself anything negative. All everything positive. I told myself, okay, it's good. I can relax. I can just take some rest. Tomorrow will be fine. And you know, in this night, nobody reached the summit. Because it was very, very hard wind.
Wow.
Very, very windy. So I told myself, you see, it's okay that I didn't go in the last night. It's just because you must be, you must trust.
So did they then bring you up the part that was broken, or was your Sherpa able to fix the broken oxygen?
Tomorrow someone come from camp 2 mm-hmm. and bring a new one for him.
Wow. So sounds like you had a few adventures along this trip.
Yeah. And also when I had a lot of challenge in going up to the summit. Well, first, I was my goggles was frozen, and I couldn't see outside. So I took them up, and after that, I couldn't see anything because I was blended by the light.
Wow.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. And after when I come down, because it was very cold, around minus 40 in the summit, mm-hmm. and we use a lot of rope, jumper, everything, and sometimes I took some my gloves, my big gloves. Mm-hmm. I took them to do something, and when I come down in camp 4, I found my fingers frosted, 3 fingers.
Oh, you got frostbite?
Yeah, I get my frostbite in my left hand.
Wow.
In my left hand, three.
Are they okay now, or did you have to have surgery?
When I come down till camp, till base camp, mm-hmm. and after that I called my insurance, mm-hmm. and I come down by helicopter from base camp to Kathmandu. Mm-hmm. I went directly to the hospital, and when I come back to Morocco, I started some therapy, oxygen therapy. And now it's okay, not very good, but it's start to recover.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, it sounds like it's been quite the challenge, but also a very rewarding journey. And how was it received in Morocco? How did people respond to you summiting Everest? What was sort of the response from people at home?
Everybody in my home, in my family was very happy, my friends too, all the people who follow me through the social network, everybody was very happy, and also the media, also the lot of news people write about me. I passed in the TV and some radio, and everybody was very curious to know how I could do that, to talk about my experience. It's not easy to be. It's very something. I am the first Moroccan woman to climb Everest, so everybody was very curious to know how I could do that and how was the journey. It was so nice, yeah.
Yeah.
And even after that, I give many, right now, I give many conference, inspirational conference about my experience for many organizations, schools, university.
Yeah, it's very inspiring. And I'm sure for many Moroccan women and girls, seeing you climb Everest changes their ideas of what they can do and what they can accomplish.
Yes.
And so,
of course,
it has a great impact on, you know, lots and, you know, and all sorts of people in Morocco. I'm sure guys too look at you and say, wow, like, look what this amazing lady's doing climbing Everest.
Yeah.
I could do it. My kids could do it. My daughters could do it.
Yes. Yeah. And everybody will tell himself, she could do that. So why not me? I can do something very difficult, like because some people do not have money block them, and they told himself, oh, I don't have money, I can't do that. But when he saw that I could have sponsors and I could climb the Everest and come back, they start to talk, yeah, we can, why not, we can do that. It's inspiring.
Yeah, so two questions left. Let's say there's someone listening who's thinking, man, I want to climb Everest or I want to do a really big challenge. What are
tips? Many people come after to me, told me, I want also climb Everest, I want also go to do that.
What are three tips that you would give someone who wants to do a really big challenge like Everest? Three tips that, you know, they could take away and apply to their own challenge, whatever that challenge is.
Yeah, they must first dare to dream, because even the challenge very, very big, the dream is very big, you can dare yourself that I won't do it first. After that, you must start step by step, because you can't climb Everest in one way. You must climb camp one, camp two, camp... It's everything in life is like that. You must say, you must start, and after be focused on your objective, on your goal. Even the difficulty, even you have problems, don't tell yourself, no, I can't, I will give up. No, never give up, just keep away, keep going, and just be very strong mentally, and you will reach your objective.
That's great. So what's next for you, Boutra? You have one mountain left, is that right, for the seven summits?
Yeah, one mountain is Mont Vincent in Antarctic. This is the last one from my list, from the list seven summits, and it will be the last summit for me. And inshallah, I will go in the last of this year, in December 2018. I am looking for sponsors. I hope I will find them, and I will go to finish my projects and be, inshallah, the first Moroccan
to do the seven summits. That's amazing.
Yeah, doing the seven summits, yes.
Sounds like you've been... So how long have you been working on all the seven summits? When was your first seven summit?
I started in 2011.
Wow. So that's amazing. So anything else that you're working on right now? Do you have any other projects, or do you have any speaking gigs? Anything else that you're working on at the moment?
Message for women to believe in him, in herself, and to believe in herself. And if she's well, she dream and she realize what she wants, she will be a good mother, good wife, everything. And she will help to develop the society and her country.
Yeah, that's great. That's I think so important.
For, especially for maybe not for you, the Occident women, but for Orient women or for Moroccan women, it's a good message for them.
It is. I think it's a good message for women everywhere.
I hope you enjoyed that excellent and fascinating interview with Boutra Babineau, Morocco's first female mountaineer and soon to be first Moroccan to summit all seven summits. I know I certainly enjoyed hearing both Boutra's adventures climbing Mount Everest, as well as her perspective and her viewpoint on how to accomplish such a big challenge. Definitely a lot of great takeaways there. In the material attached to the or located on the podcast page. I will also be including links to her website so that you can follow her journey, as well as a link to an article that we are writing about her climb of Everest, where you can see photos and learn more, as well as I will also link to the past podcast and interviews that we've done with Boutra so that you can read a little bit more about her exciting journey. And we will definitely keep you all posted once she goes to climb Mount Vinson and let you know how that last summit goes. Thank you all for joining me on this Archaeo Adventure podcast. And till next time, we hope you all are having lots of great travel adventures, no matter where your travels take you in the world.